I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A powerful, provocative, prescient documentary has a special engagement beginning today at the Fifth Avenue Cinema here. The World Before Her is a critically acclaimed documentary from Nisha Pahuja.
Pahuja.
She wrote and directed this film that takes us to two very different sides of an emerging India. It's a modern India that's developing and never better expressed in the two sort of stories that are told. We have the gaudy and glamorous world of the Miss India pageant and the harsh and zealous world embodied in a Hindu fundamentalist and nationalist camp for young girls. That's of a right-wing group known as the Hindu Taliban. The film tells the human story of girls in both sides of this battle for the idea of modern India and contrasts their stories and circumstances. I am joined now by one of the film's co-producers, Cornelia Principe. I'll ask her about what it was like to produce this film, what she hopes comes about because of it, and why we should see it. Claudia Principe's last documentary, Grinders, premiered at Hot Docs 2011, and her previous films include The Rise and Fall of the Grumpy Burger and the Gemini Award-winning Diamond Road. She was a producer for TVO's documentary series, The View from Here and Human Edge. The World Before Her begins today at the Fifth Avenue. Visit worldbeforeher.com. The film won the Best Documentary Feature Award at the Tribeca Film Festival. It's screened at something like 50 film festivals around the world already, including here in Vancouver. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Cornelia Principe. Ms. Principe, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So how did you get involved with this film? Did Nisha have the idea and then you sort of developed that with her, or how did that work?
It tends to be an organic process, but Nisha had been doing a lot of research in India. I mean, she was born in India, but she grew up in Canada, but previous projects that she worked on, she filmed in India, and one of which I worked on with her, which was Diamond Road, was partly filmed in India. And she was fascinated by the fact that that beauty pageants seemed to be huge in India, and coming from the West, where for the most part, a beauty pageant is quite passé. We don't really consider beauty pageants as a way of women getting ahead. It's quite the opposite.
Right.
So Nisha was sort of fascinated by that. And then she brought the project, and her and Ed started talking about this idea. And Ed Bareveld is the other producer on it. And they started developing it as basically the focus was going to be the Miss India beauty pageant and looking at India through the lens of a beauty pageant and whether a beauty pageant could actually have an effect on the future of women in India. What sort of evolved from that was, as Nisha did more and more research, she was also curious about the people who opposed beauty pageants in India. And one of those groups were right-wing Hindu groups that felt it was an affront to Hindu culture, that it was a Western influence that they did not want to see in their country. And then there was another whole group that opposed it for, you know, many reasons that, you know, Western women would oppose it. They felt it was degrading to women and that women should have other options besides being a beauty queen. So it kind of evolved, and when the film now looks at these two different worlds, that kind of came out of really the research and the filming.
And it's just so ingenious how it moves from one story to the other story, and it's one whole,
I
watched the film a couple of days ago, and it's a very hard film to watch, because there's a lot in the movie that repulses you, and that's both sides, that's the people that like beauty pageants, people that don't like beauty pageants, and it's really uncomfortable, but you feel sympathetic to certain people in the story.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about what you saw in the process of making
this
movie?
All the feelings that you probably felt, I felt over and over again. And even today when I watch the film, I feel something. I have not been desensitized yet, and I still have watched. I've watched it, I don't know, dozens and dozens of times by now. But, I mean, the first time I watched some of it, just the footage that was not even edited, I would burst out in tears at times because it was just so shocking at times and profoundly sad and horrifying, and at the same time you're thinking, oh my gosh, how could they be doing this? The film and the way the film works so well, in a way it's sort of like the sum is what is it? The whole is greater than sum of its parts.
Right.
The two stories together kind of inform each other, and I think that's the power of the film, because if each story was done independently, it wouldn't work as well as a whole film, if you know what I mean. And I think that's what the power of them, it's these two worlds that are being contrasted, and as you watch the film, you're constantly conflicted on what you're thinking and feeling. So it really forces you to feel and think at the same time, which is not always that comfortable, but ultimately, I think, sort of obviously worth the journey, certainly for me. So I'm not sure if that answered your question, but it was hard, and it was also, because it was hard, you knew it was worth doing.
Right. Now, the access that you all had, I mean, backstage at the beauty pageant, apparently, this is what I learned from the movie, the bikini portion of that, they no longer show that on television because it upset some people.
Yeah.
So you got access to that, and then you got access to this camp.
Mm-hmm.
How was it for you guys to maintain the access?
It was difficult. It was difficult all the way along, I'd say. You know, once Nisha spent 2 years getting access to the camp. It took a long time.
And it's the first time it's ever been filmed, right?
First time that a film crew was allowed in a camp like that. And Nisha really she spent a lot of time in India. She spent half her time in India, half the time here, half the time in India. She met with a lot of people in the organization all the way up and down the chain. And eventually when they actually said, okay, you can film, the first day she was there, they almost kicked her out, in fact, because there was someone higher up the camp that happened to be there and not know that there was a film crew and basically threatened to shut us down. So Nisha had to spend hours and hours, basically trying to get access again and convincing them to allow her to stay. We went in that case with an Indian crew, and if it was a foreign crew, it may have been more difficult, but we had an Indian crew, so I think that made a huge difference. And once we filmed the camp, the fundamentalist camp, that was it. We didn't really hear from them again, for the most part. I mean, Nisha filmed with some of the subjects after the camp. The pageant was the complete opposite, in the sense that it was easy initially to get access. They said, sure, come film. They wanted the publicity. But once we started filming, they started trying to limit what we would film. They became, difficult all the way through the process. And that they didn't necessarily, they wanted to make sure that their brand was being represented in a way that they felt comfortable and good about. So it was an economic issue, not a ideological issue. It was about making sure that they weren't that we were representing the pageant in a way that they thought would be good. So it was difficult all the way through, right till the very end, right through the edit and everything else. That there was constant discussion about will they, are they going to be okay with the film? And in the end, most of the people who are in the film have seen it and are fine with it.
Really?
Yeah. So
did you have a sense?
They are.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of who should see this movie?
I would obviously I'd like everybody to see
right.
it. I think. I mean, everybody that I've talked to has been moved by it, whether they're male, female, young, old. Nisha was telling a couple of times, and both of us had experiences where we saw grown men leaving the theater in tears. You know, men that you didn't, 50 plus, men that you wouldn't expect to be so moved by it. And I think obviously they saw their daughters or they saw their wives in the film. My husband saw the film and he felt compelled to come home and hug our 4-year-old daughter. And I think obviously for women, it particularly, it's a very moving experience to see it. So I think I'd like people to see it everywhere, and it has been seen everywhere. It's been at over 50 festivals around the world in almost all continents. I'm not sure, except for Antarctica maybe, but we've pretty well been everywhere. So clearly people are responding to it from very different cultures, very different parts of the world, and they're seeing something that they're learning about India, but I think it's they're also identifying something in themselves.
Yeah, it takes place in India, but I think everywhere around the world can take away from it. It's a universal sort of film.
Yeah.
What struck me about the girls that are in the movie, that they're bright, they're articulate, that they're very patriotic, that they care a great deal about India, even though they're coming from completely different, you know, two different, very different sides mm-hmm. of the issue. Is that something that you saw throughout India? I mean, we don't, I mean,
yeah, that's probably, it's a question for Nisha, but also yeah. India's got how many billions, a billion and a half population. It's 18% of the world's population is in India, so I'm not sure I could answer that question, but certainly I would think that just like anybody in any country, people are very, you know, have an emotional and psychological and political connection to their country and their culture. I mean, India has, you know.
It just doesn't seem we've got that in this country.
Well, it's, you know, I guess Canada and is a very young country, certainly compared to India, and a very young culture compared to India. So it's a bit of a different beast in that way.
Yeah. What are you working on now?
I'm working actually on a film for CBC called The Mother Load about working mothers today. So it's another female story, but with a more Western focus. I'm looking at working mothers in the West today and the challenges and struggles that they have encountered or are encountering, and how that's affecting both their career paths and their desires to be good mothers. So,
how did you find the time that you spent in India? I mean, was that a long time?
Well, with this one, I've spent a lot of time in India previously, but with this one, my work was at this end of the.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so yeah. I was holding the fort down while Nisha was out there trying to get the film in the can, and then of course she came back here to edit.
Yeah. And you said you've heard from the subjects, some of the people that have appeared in the movie, and they've liked it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prachi saw it. She's the young woman, the 24-year-old mm-hmm. who helps run
the camp.
The camp, and she saw it, and her father saw it as well, which was interesting. Nisha was quite nervous about showing it to Prachi's father, and apparently Nisha, I wasn't there at the time, but Nisha said that he was, you know, he had been reading about it on the internet and stuff, so he was quite concerned. And then when he watched it, he actually really liked it, and it actually moved him. He cried, which seems ironic. And he wasn't crying about his own story; he was crying about the story of the woman whose mother had to leave her husband because he didn't want another girl child. So it really moved him, and it just that seemed quite.
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
is.
I know.
God,
I know.
Yeah, I like this movie, but as I said earlier, it's a tough movie
mm-hmm.
to see,
mm-hmm.
but I urge people to see it. It's a very fine piece of filmmaking. Congratulations on it.
Thank you. And we just got, one of the top 10 Canadian films of the year was just announced a couple of days ago, so.
Congratulations.
We're very proud, yeah. Yeah.
Visit festivalcinemas.ca for information on the engagement that's at the Fifth Avenue. That begins today. The World Before Her starts today at the Fifth Avenue. Cornelia Principe, one of its producers on the line from Toronto. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.